Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Audio City in the podcast, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly and week 16, and it was the settlement day for April. But it was a non-event for stocks, indices and trading volumes. Bottom line, the ATXDR finished the week 0.12% lower. Lansing lost 5.8%. A hotter situation we have in our 15th stock market tournament. We know the semi-finalists. Next week in the upper half of the roster, we will see the insurance derby, Unica versus VIG, and in the lower half, the prospects for winning the Challenge Cup forever. Erste Group and Palfinger challenging each other. After 3 days semifinals, we have 2 days final. News came from UBM, Semperit, Lansing, Andritz, Marinomed, Austrian, Post, OMV, Kapsch Trafikom, Palfinger, Rosenbauer, S-Immo and RHI Magnesita. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 16. Monday, UBM, real estate developer UBM generated profit before tax of 31.5 million euros and earnings per share of 2.25 euros in 2022. In view of the complete standstill on the transaction market during the second half year, net profit of 27.1 million euros represents more than respectable results, the company emphasized. UBM has shown relative strength in a difficult market environment and confirmed that our conservative financial policy pays off, commented Patrick Toddy, CFO of UBM Development AG. UBM will propose a dividend of 1.10 euro per share, 2021, 2.25 euros per share, to the annual general meeting. UBM is a reliable dividend payer in both good times and bad times, says Thomas G. Winkler, CEO of UBM Development AG. UBM does not expect any major deals before the second half of 2023. Rising inflation, increasing interest rates and higher construction costs will continue throughout the entire year. However, the demand will remain sound for properties like the ones developed by UBM. Postponed construction starts and the difficulties faced by many market participants are expected to extend the supply gap beginning at mid-year, which will further increase the pressure on many investors. Semperit. Semperit AG Holding acquires Upper Austrian Rico Group, which focuses on the processing of elastomers, in particular liquid silicone and solid silicone. The components are produced in single, two or multi-component injection molding. The purchase price, cash and debt-free, is based on the assumption of a recurring EBITDA of around 16.5 million euros for the existing business as well as on a multiple of 12. In addition, the investment payments for the plant expansion currently under construction in Thalheim, Upper Austria, will be compensated through the purchase price. The financing of the transaction is secured by the liquidity status of the Semperit Group and by newly negotiated, available bank financing. The execution of the transaction is, in particular, subject to regulatory approvals and is expected for the third quarter of 2023. Tuesday, Lansing, the Lansing Group. A world-leading provider of specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, has successfully completed the conversion of a production line from generic viscose to tensile TM-branded modal fibers for textiles and clothing. Lansing is therefore in a position to offer its Chinese customers locally produced tensile TM fibers for the first time and meet the structural growth in demand more quickly. Thanks to the conversion of the production line with a nameplate capacity of 35,000 tons per year, the fiber portfolio of the Chinese production site now solely consists of eco-friendly specialty fibers. In addition, Lansing also offers Lansing TM Ecovero TM branded fibers for textile applications and viscose eco fibers for non-woven applications in China. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received an order from the Colombian wipes converting company Quimicolor to deliver a complete Nesline spun lace line for non-wovens production to its Medellin plant. The startup is scheduled for the fourth quarter of 2023. This will be the first spun lace line in South America outside of Brazil, and it will include the 130th DT card sold by Andritz. The line will process viscose and polyester fibers to produce over 10,000 tons of non-woven roll goods per year for conversion to wipes. Wednesday, Marinomed Biotech AG achieved a stable total revenues of €11.30 meters, 2021, €11.60 meters. Cash and cash equivalents increased by 41% to €8.20 meters, 2021, €5.80 meters, due to the drawdown of the last tranche of EIB financing and cost-conscious liquidity management. Further investments in Marinomed's future growth path were reflected in the earnings development according to plan. Thus, research and development expenses remained at a high level of €6.90 meters in 2022, 2021, €7.50 meters. The operating result of €-4.9 meters was slightly below the prior year figure of €-4.1 meters. Andreas Grassauer, CEO of Marinomed, says, 2022 was another successful year for Marinomed. Although small-cap life science companies like Marinomed were facing increasing pressure in a challenging market environment, we were again able to prove that Arcuragilo's portfolio is a sustainably growing business. With the Procter & Gamble partnership, we signed one of the most significant deals in the company's history. Further milestones were the U.S. patent for the Marinosolv technology and the expansion of our Solv4U technology partnerships. This is a solid foundation for achieving operational profitability in the short term and for driving long-term strategic growth projects. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz and HydrogenPro, a leader in green hydrogen technology and systems, have entered into a partnership to collaborate on scaling up manufacturing and assembly of electrolyzers for the European market. The collaboration will bring together HydrogenPro's expertise in high-pressure alkaline electrolyzer, AEL technology with Andritz's competence in manufacturing and assembly. This non-exclusive partnership will allow Andritz to include HydrogenPro's technology in its EPC offering of green hydrogen solutions. HydrogenPro, as a fast-growing global green hydrogen technology company, will be able to speed up its technology offering to the European market. Thursday, Austrian Post. Austrian Post is examining the expansion of its branch network and the consolidation of its self-service, SB, solutions. Austrian Post is thus responding to the growing customer demand for more 24/7 pickup options. In coordination with the province of Lower Austria, the district of Gonserndorf was selected to significantly increase the number of self-service locations as part of a pilot operation and at the same time to test new models. OMV, oil and gas company OMV Norge has made an oil discovery in the North Sea, off Norway. The well encountered a 500-meter-thick oil column in the Intradrotten formation, consisting of multiple thin sandstone layers totaling 23 meters with poor reservoir properties. Oil samples were taken from two different sand layers with different pressure regimes. Oil shows were also registered throughout the entire interval in the Upper Jurassic. Due to the limited thickness of the sandstone layers and uncertainty in their dispersion, the preliminary estimate of the size of the discovery is between 0.95 to 5.55 million standard cubic meters, SM3, of recoverable oil equivalent. The licensees will evaluate the well result to define the volume potential in different reservoir zones, and will assess the discovery alongside other prospects in the production license. CAPS Traffic.com, provider of transportation solutions for sustainable mobility, announced that the outlook to the financial year 2022-23, which ended on March 31, 2023, will probably not be met. Based on preliminary figures, the company expects revenues of around €550 million, financial year 2021-22, €519.8 million, while earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, will be in the single-digit range, financial year 2021-22, €11.0 million. In the outlook to the financial year 2022-23, management expected significantly improved profitability at a stable revenue level. Friday, Paufinger, Lifting Solutions provider Paufinger has issued an ESG-linked promissory note loan with a volume of €150 million. Around 40 investors from Austria and abroad have participated in the promissory note loan. Especially in this challenging economic environment, I see this as a strong vote of confidence in the Paufinger Group, says CEO Felix Straubichler. The company will use the promissory note loan to refinance maturing loans and finance the investments planned for 2023. The terms of the promissory note loan are linked to two sustainability KPIs, production-related carbon emissions and the accident rate. The achievement of sustainability KPIs is audited annually, with a margin step up down if the target values are reached or are not achieved. Rosenbauer. The Rosenbauer Group's revenues were on a par with the previous year at €972.2 million in 2022, 2021, €975.1 million. Pressure on international supply chains and commodity markets, as well as one-time effects from the industry's leading trade show Interschutz and restructuring measures, led to a negative EBIT of €-10.6 million, 2021, €35.0 million. The EBIT margin was -1.1%, 2021, 3.6%. Demand for Rosenbauer firefighting technology was extremely strong in 2022 as well, with incoming orders of €1,230 million marking a new record, 2021, €1,064.30 million. The Rosenbauer Group's order backlog of €1,469.70 million as of December 31, 2022, 2021, €1,145.20 million, was significantly higher than consolidated revenues for the year. SMO, Austrian-based real estate company SMO, completed the acquisition of 3 office buildings and 1 hotel in the Czech Republic from CPI Property Group. The assets include the Mayhaus and Luxembourg Plaza offices in Prague, Set office in Brno, and the Courtyard by Marriott Prague City Hotel. The 4 assets have a total value of €167.7 million and generate annual income of close to €8.4 million. The transaction qualifies as a related party transaction, as CPI Property Group holds 88.4% of SMO shares. RHI Magnesita, refractory company. RHI Magnesita announces the acquisition of the Europe, India and US operations of 7 refractories for cash consideration of approximately €93 million. 7 Refractories is a specialist supplier of non-basic monolithic refractory mixes with broad applications across all of the group's customer segments, including iron and steel, cement, aluminium and non-ferrous metals. And now bye-bye from Allison
and Christian. We wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing, no.